The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for Live and Local, and from the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining us today. Catholic Charities has an enormous fundraiser once a year, Irish Fest. Things are going to look a little different in this pandemic world, and here to talk about it, Father Mike Eckley, the Executive Director of Catholic Charities in Omaha. Father Eckley, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Mike, for having me.
For a moment, before we talk about the fun stuff, which is the annual Irish Fest gala event, can you explain what Catholic Charities does? Because there's a lot of things that are touched by Catholic Charities.
Sure. Catholic Charities has been around for almost 100 years here in our community, and we've always strived to stand with those who are experiencing crisis in their life, who are experiencing hardships, and to be that light, that hope, that companion standing with them in the midst of whatever may be going on in their life at that time. And our programs over our 100 years have changed, but we have six core programs right now that meet the needs of many of our brothers and sisters in our community. Things changed this past year in 2020, and Catholic Charities responded to the need. To give you an example, in 2019, we distributed 200,000 pounds of food to those in need. This past year, in 2020, we distributed 1.4 million pounds of food. And we went from serving about 80,000 people a year in the 23 counties in northeast Nebraska to serving 156,000 people.
I saw a statistic here that had an amazing emotional impact on me. 4,817 nights of safety for survivors of domestic violence in your emergency shelter. Think about that measurement. A single night of safety and what that's meant to someone who is surviving domestic violence.
Right, and Catholic Charities has provided the domestic violence hotline and domestic violence shelter for 40 years in Douglas County. And we're the only dedicated domestic violence shelter in Douglas County. When something like the pandemic hits, stress goes up, those incidents of violence many times go up, and to be able to provide those nights of shelter and those nights of safety for people, and especially for the children, is so essential.
And one of the last things that I noticed that I really wanted to point out as well is over 5,100 immigration legal services consultations and sessions, helping folks new to the country settle in and start brand new lives.
Yes, and Catholic Charities has been doing this for years, and it's been a very stressful year because many of the immigration courts had shut down, but we continued to work with our clients to get paperwork done to help them in that process of beginning their new lives here in this country and helping them with that legal process, which can be very complicated, but we have some great dedicated staff that know immigration law and are able to help these people take those steps to a fuller life here in this country.
All of this help that is given out takes funds. And Friday, February 26th, the annual Irish Fest gala event is happening. It's a virtual live stream experience to support the works of Catholic Charities. And Father Mike, can you give us a little overview of what we can expect?
We wanted to do something very special, and so we have brought in Broadway talent. It's going to be produced and choreographed by Otis Salid. Otis is a nationally and internationally known talent choreographer, producer, and we're very excited. He looked at what Catholic Charities has been doing, and especially in this past year, and he wants to pay forward and working with us to help to put an event together that is going to be entertaining, and we hope to draw a lot of eyes to our virtual event on February 26th. There's going to be some of the cast from Frozen, I do know that are going to be part of it. Some of the cast from Hamilton that are going to be part of a TikTok to advertise this. And Otis is even going to try to teach me to dance. So we'll see how that works. He's worked with Whoopi Goldberg. He's worked with Prince. This is going to be the greatest challenge that Otis has had in his career, in his long career.
Worth the price of admission right there.
Right. It is. It is. Yes.
Well, there's many ways that folks can support Catholic Charities. You can make an online donation in support of the programs and works of mercy. You can volunteer, donate food to either of the two food pantries. You can host your own food drive. There are social media platforms and The information is at ccomaha.org. The event is happening Friday, February 26th. Any last words on this, Father Mike Eckley?
One of the other things that's going to be part of that event is people are going to get a virtual tour of the new home of Catholic Charities. We call it the Bedford Building. We purchased a new building at 92nd and Bedford. It is going to be the new home of Catholic Charities. We still have our Juan Diego Center and St. Martin de Porres Center, but it's going to be our administration, behavioral health. We're going to have another pantry there. And we're very excited about this new home that we're going to have as we look to 100 years and going into the future.
He is the Executive Director of Catholic Charities of Omaha, Father Mike Eckley. And once again, the annual Irish Fest Gala event is Friday, February 26th. More information can be found at ccomaha.org. Father Mike, thanks so much for joining me today. As always, a great pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great day.